This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for December 2009. Tonight, news from the President, a headquarters update, Waro News, and on the international scene.
China launches its first multi-transponder ham radio satellite. A big sunspot finally appears on the solar disk. Bahrain gives its hams added spectrum and ErisSat-1 to carry student files into space.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's welcome to NZART's President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. It's now less than a week until Christmas, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best for the festive season. Please remember the true meaning of this time, peace on earth and goodwill to all. I hope you have an enjoyable time with family and friends. If you are travelling, I wish that you have a pleasant trip and a safe return. I would also like to thank all those who have worked hard during the year to ensure that our hobby thrives and prospers. Our business manager, treasurer, counsellors, officers and others work hard in our interests. I am extremely grateful for their efforts. I also hope that 2010 will be a good year. No QRN or QRM. Good propagation and plenty of new sunspots appearing. I won't suggest any New Year's resolutions that you could make, as I personally find them very hard to put into practice. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZRT, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. NZRT's annual HF National Field Day contest is named after former contest manager Jock White, ZL2GX. Jock held office for over 40 years. The manager of this contest for the NZRT contest team is Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, and Stuart joins us now.
Good evening, everyone. Are you ready for the Jock White Field Day for 2010? It's coming up on February 27 and 28. Now is the time to start organising your branch team. If your branch has not been on for a year or two, how about giving it a go for 2010? There is a new section being trialled for 2010, the dual band single station section. This is intended to encourage 40 metre activity. It's all explained in the rules, which are available on the NZART website. My email address is in the last paragraph of the rules, and if you have any queries, feel free to contact me prior to the event. Have a great field day, and goodbye, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, reporting from Blenheim. And for news from NZRT headquarters, we're joined by NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Jim, and hello, everyone, for the last time in 2009. Christmas is upon us, so it's time to think of all the things we have achieved throughout the year and what we may have done better. As an individual, you alone will know what you have given to amateur radio in 2009. As a branch, however, you have a collective responsibility to support your hobby and ensure its future. Some branches this year have held successful classes for candidates that have not only introduced people to the world of amateur radio, but also encouraged these people to become members of NZART. We are now reaching that critical figure in membership that our treasurer forecast a few years back, that funding for headquarters and break-in will be seriously affected. So a big thank you to all those branches. In the new year, I would like you all to think about who you may encourage into amateur radio and become members of your association. It's also time for branches to consider members they think deserve recognition for their input at branch level and forward nominations to me for the Jumbo Godfrey Memorial Award. Other awards that we need nominations for are the Young Amateur of the Year, Amateur of the Year, and anyone the branch may think deserves nomination for life membership to the association. These all need to be sent to me. Officers of the association need to prepare their annual reports and forward to me for council approval prior to production and break-in. And lastly, subscriptions for 2010 need to be paid. A busy time indeed, but you can all relax and enjoy your holidays if you feel that you have managed to get all these things done. Finally, the office will be closed from Christmas Eve until the 12th of January. I wish you all a very happy and safe holiday season. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. Proudly supported by the Combined Amateur Radio Clubs of Wellington, the Wellington Radio Expo for 2010 is to be held at the Knox Church Hall, High Street, Lower Hutt, on Saturday, the 27th of March. Doors open for vendors at 7 a.m. and for the public at 10 a.m. Wellington Radio Expo, Saturday, the 27th of March. To international amateur radio news, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news lines, Don Carlson, KQ6 FM.
China's first ever amateur radio satellite is now in space. Amateur Radio Newsline's Norm Seeley, KI7UP, has the details.
AMSAT China reports the bird, known as XW1, was launched about 2:30 UTC on Tuesday, December 15th, and not long after liftoff, it achieved orbit, and its beacon was received by a monitoring station located in Sanya. Late word is that XW1 is in a circular orbit, with both apogee and perigee of 1,200 kilometers above the Earth. It sits on an inclination of 105 degrees and has an orbital period of 109 minutes to circle the planet. XW1 carries several transponders, but the one that will be of interest to most hams is Mode J. This is a VHF to UHF orbital FM voice repeater running 1 watt output. It has an uplink on 145.825 MHz and requires a continuous tone code squelch of 67 Hz. The downlink is 435.675 MHz. Other transponders support low-duty cycle communications, such as SSB and Morse. There is also a separate digital transponder as well. XW1 was a secondary payload aboard a Chinese booster that went into space from the Taiyuna Satellite Launch Center. It placed its cargo into a sun-synchronous orbit about 1,200 kilometers high. The primary payload of the launch is the Yojin 8 remote sensing satellite. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Details on the new WX1 satellite are available at the URL found in this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. Sunspot 1035 is here, and it's big news. This because it's one of the largest sunspots seen in years. On Tuesday, December 15th, Space Weather reported that Sunspot 1035 was nearly as wide as seven planet Earths and growing. It said that the fastest-growing active region burst into view on December 14th with a magnetic polarity that clearly identifies it as a member of the new solar cycle 24. If the expansion continues apace, it could soon become the largest sunspot of the year. Check spaceweather.com for the latest photos and updates. And let's hope this sunspot hangs around for a while to bring hams worldwide some long-awaited high-frequency DX. The Daily DX is reporting that radio amateurs in Bahrain can now operate 50.0 to 50.5 MHz on 6 meters on a primary and exclusive basis, and 50.05 to 52 MHz on a secondary basis. The report also adds that they can now operate on additional frequencies on 1.8 MHz, 7 MHz, 430 MHz, and higher bands. However, there is one caveat. Bahrainian amateurs cannot operate on these newly allocated frequencies until their licenses are amended. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Pikes Peak FM Association and the Pikes Peak Amateur Radio Association, serving the Intermountain West from Colorado Springs, Colorado. School students worldwide are being invited to fly a computer file on Arisat-1, the educational satellite that was originally called SuitSat-2. AeroSat-1 will launch sometime in 2010, and like its predecessor, SuitSat-1, it will again transmit messages recorded by students. But in addition, teachers and their students are invited to fly a file aboard this amateur radio satellite. This on a memory flash drive to be included on the bird. What a teacher or student wants to fly is at their own discretion, but there are some suggestions from the AeroSat team. These include things the student has prepared, such as a paper or a study done on science, technology, engineering, math topic. Other possibilities include a drawing of a spacecraft or a schematic, a journal kept on an educational topic, a story or a news article about a science subject, and the like. Dave Jordan, AA4KN, will take delivery of these files and copy them onto a flash drive memory stick, plus make them available on the web for anyone to see. He will look at all of them for content to make certain that they are appropriate to student viewing. Files can be in any language, as long as an English translation is also included. Only JPEG or PDF files will be accepted. Please email files to aa4kn@amsat.org. In DX, the DX World of Ham Radio webpage is conducting an online survey to see which expedition warrants the title D-Expedition of the Year 2009. Special engraved trophies will be awarded to the top three chosen. To participate in the survey, go to http://dx-hamspirit.com. Also word that SM-1TDE plans an operation from Gambia through December 31st. No other information is available at airtime. QSL is directed on the air. W4JJ has hit the airwaves as T6LC from the Afghanistan province of Paktia. He is active using CW or SSB on 20 and 40 meters, usually from 1430 to 1800 UTC. His QSL cards are handled by K4MJN. An Angolan station, CT1ITZ/D2CQ, has planned to go QRT by the end of November, but his stay was extended until December 27th. He operates SSB only, and his QSL manager is CT1IUA. Lastly, an international group of operators will be active as 3W6C from Konko Island, Vietnam, from April 10th to the 18th, 2010, and there's an open spot for one more operator. If you or any members of your organization would like to be considered a candidate for this open spot on the crew, please send details about your background and DXing experience to Hans Peter by email to hb9bxe@3w6c.qrv.ch. He can supply you with further details about expenses, travel, and all other aspects of the operation. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Don Carlson, KQ6FM, wishing you a happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas from Reno, Nevada, 7-3, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009, all rights reserved.
Thanks, Don, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Onwards to Waru News we go, and it's greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. This year's flown by, and it seems no time since I was wishing you Happy Christmas 2008. And here I am doing it again for 2009. Waru appreciates being able to contact our members, friends, and the amateur radio fraternity through this broadcast. And my thanks to everyone who has sent me items during the year. On behalf of Waro, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year. May the holiday season bring happiness and joy to you and your loved ones. If you're travelling during the holidays, I wish you safe journeys. That's all for this month, Jim. See you in the New Year. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, reporting for Waro. The City of Sales NZRT Conference is to be held next Queen's Birthday weekend, Friday 4th through Monday the 7th of June 2010. The venue? It'll be the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom, in Auckland. The conference website is accessible from the NZRT homepage. Also, look for a further City of Sales Conference update in your Jan-Feb copy of Breakin'. Antenna restrictions and district plans are all matters that can impact on our activity as radio amateurs. Mike Newmans at L1BNB joins us from Whanganui with an update.
Since the last official broadcast, three actions have occurred. Firstly, further submissions to Wellington City Plan Change 74 closed on 4 December. Secondly, your local government liaison officer, that's me, and Wellington Branch's representative John Andrews ZL2HD, met for an hour with a Wellington City Council policy planner. This meeting was requested by the Council to clarify some aspects of our submissions and to explore how our needs could best be provided within the plan change. And lastly, submissions to the proposed Tauranga City Plan closed on Tuesday last 15th December. Submissions were lodged by your association and by Branch 88, Tauranga Emergency Communications Group. These submissions will be placed on the Antennas and Planning web pages. In the new year, Wellington City Council will begin hearings and Tauranga City Council will seek further submissions. To keep up with developments as they occur, visit the Antennas and Planning web pages on the NZART website. Season's greetings to you all and good night from NZART Antennas and Planning.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZRT's local government liaison officer. Finally tonight, it's Branch News, and reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone, to the last Branch News for 2009. And we start with the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66, NZRT, which has its first event for 2010 on Sunday, January the 24th, starting 1 p.m., with a picnic and barbecue. Look out for the newsletter in January that will tell you where to find it. Bring the family and start off the year on an enjoyable note. Everyone is welcome. From Ham Hum, newsletter of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club. The new year starts in February with the club annual general meeting on Wednesday the 17th of February, starting 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 88 Seddon Road in Hamilton. And the club is pleased to announce that the National System Award 2010 Historic Places, presented by the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club in association with the New Zealand Historic Places Trust. Now, this is based on the original idea by the Wellington VHF Group, and it's intended to demonstrate the coverage and use of the national system while also promoting our history and Category 1 historic places. The award runs from the 1st of January to the 7th of February. Points are allocated for contacting amateurs in each NZART branch area, for contacts with the ZL1UX club station, as well as operating from a Category 1 historic place or contacting someone at a Category 1 historic place. You can find information on the award at the branch's website at zl1ux.tripod.com/nsaward.htm. That's zl1ux.tripod.com/nsaward.htm. To Hutt Valley Branch 18, NZART, where the next meeting will be held on Monday the 1st of February at the club rooms on Philip Evans Reserve at Waterloo in Lower Hutt. Alan Criswell will talk on satellites. Finally, to Branch 37, Southland, who have just had their recent annual general meeting. President Bill Ober, ZL3TPE, and Secretary Daniel Erickson, ZL4DE, are planning a number of exciting new initiatives for the year in 2010. And just to note that Branch will be participating in the National System Award between the 1st of January and the 7th of February, and the Branch will be issuing a commemorative QSL card for the event featuring the Branch call sign ZL4GQ or ZM4GQ. Well, that's all for me for 2009. Have a great Christmas and all the best for 2010. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The final issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line for 2009 was emailed out today. The first issue for 2010 will be emailed on Sunday, the 17th of January. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now. Yes, go to the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for December. The next NZRT official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of February, 2010. There is no official broadcast in January. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2009. Season's greetings to you all, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.